Hello, and welcome back to my Y2K diary. 11:47 p.m, the attic at Marlow Towers. What a night! We got there at 7:45 p.m, which we thought would be fashionably late. It starts at 7:30 p.m, but it turns out we actually had to queue to get in. They checked our bags and everything. It felt like I was in bloody Heathrow. Once we hit the dance floor, though, we had a grand old time. Sarah, Nikita and I taught Danielle our routine to Low by Flo Rida, and I could tell people were watching us, wishing they were us. After half an hour, we headed to the loos to cool off and check our makeup was still intact. The dazzle dust was still going strong. How does Mr. Bartholomew M do it? Have you guys seen Nico yet? I asked the group. Not yet, said Sarah. He might just be getting here a bit later on. I told you guys we should have come at 8:30, said Nikita as she reapplied her lip gloss. Danielle wasn't paying attention. She was staring at her phone and furiously typing in what looked like a mix of concentration and frustration. Everything all right? I asked. Yeah, sorry, my mum, she's just doing my head in. Does she know you're here? Said Sarah. Well, no, said Danielle, but she's not at home either, so she still doesn't. Where is she? I asked. Probably at dickhead Gary's house, this new bloke she's been seeing. They met at the pub a few weeks ago and she won't shut up about him. Oh, that's cute, said Nikita. No, it's not, said Danielle, going back to furiously typing. Ugh, what is she on about? She's obviously been drinking. We decided not to pry any further. Eventually, Danielle snapped her phone shut and declared she was over it and was going to have a good night. We returned to the dance floor, and about 20 minutes later, I finally saw Nico from across the room. Our eyes locked for a second. It was like a scene from a film. I carried on dancing, waiting for him to come to me. I felt the adrenaline building up, waiting to feel a tap on the shoulder or, heaven help me, maybe a squeeze around the waist. 5 minutes later, and nothing had happened. I caved and turned around to see if he was still there. My stomach dropped. He was still there, all right, in the same spot as before, but dancing with another girl. I couldn't quite make out who it was, as she had her back to us. She had the same rah-rah skirt on as me, but in jade. I knew I should have bought it in jade. Why, as a redhead, was I dismissing a green item of clothing? Maybe if I'd bought it in jade, Nico would have come to me first. Who the hell is that dancing with Nico? I shouted over the music into Nikita's ear. Looks like that Liberty girl from the other half of the year, she shouted back. Of course it was Liberty. Liberty is one of those girls who is impossibly petite and gorgeous and somehow fits a C-cup already. She's got an older brother and a whole gaggle of cousins who she could use as leverage in any sort of argument because they are genuinely hard. As such, Liberty is prime girlfriend material. A worthy investment. If Girls in Fleet were a Monopoly board, she was Mayfair and I was Old Kent Road. I'm going to get a drink, I told the girls. Do you want anything? I was met with a resounding chorus of, nah, I'm all right, so I headed over to the bar alone. As I stood in the queue, I started to wonder if it was too early to call it a night. I felt utterly crap. Is this what actual clubbing is like? You get all dressed up to try and get someone to notice you, you dance around a bit, and then you feel utterly deflated if unsuccessful. I was sifting through my Rolodex of excuses. My stomach's really hurting for some reason, Dad's just texted, there's been a family emergency, oh my God, I completely forgot, I've got a christening in the morning, when I heard a familiar voice behind me. You're all right, Teagues. It was Nico. I tried to act nonchalant. Yeah, good, thanks, you? Yeah, I like your top, he shouted over the music. Oh, thanks, it's from New Look. Why the hell did I tell him that? It's not like he was about to go out and buy the same one. And then it happened. You know you've got a load of tissue on your armpit? Oh my God, the stuffed bra. It must have come dislodged when we were getting Low to Flo Rida. How did none of the girls spot this? I obviously died on the inside, but the professional in me knew that the show must go on. Oh, ugh, I said, shaking the tissue off me. Don't know how that got there. Anyway, are you having a good night? Yeah, I managed to get some of the guys from football to come along. Oh, are you with them? I thought you came with Liberty. Nah, he laughed. We were just having a dance. Why, you jealous? As if. Sure, he said and winked. I smiled sarcastically back at him. Tell your mates they can come and join us if they want. We got our cokes and headed back to the dance floor. Nico waved at the boys and they came scampering over to dance with us. Nikita instantly hit it off with one of them and within a couple of songs they were fully separated from our group. Danielle, Sarah and I carried on dancing with the remainder of the boys. Nico and I were next to each other the whole time and when that song Promiscuous came on, I sang the Nelly Furtado part and he did the Timbaland part like a double act. And after that, we were basically dancing with each other, facing each other the whole time. I kept waiting for a slow song to come on so that maybe we could have a bit more of a romantic moment, but it never came. I kept debating whether or not I should put my arms around his shoulders, but I decided against it. He should really make the first move. I'd already suffered enough humiliation at the hands of a piece of tissue. Eventually, 10 p.m. came round, and it was time for me to be whisked away in my pumpkin carriage. Dad's Renault Megane. We all piled into the car and had a debrief on who danced with who over the dulcet tones of Dad's Black Sabbath CD. Nikita, you seem to hit it off with one of Nico's mates, I said, turning around from the front seat. Tomorrow, 11 a.m, MSN, said Nikita. Saturday, 19th of June, the attic at Marlow Towers, 12:43 p.m. Tegan, morning! I'm gathering a meeting so that we can have a full debrief on last night, starting with what Nikita got up to. Tongue out emoji. Maisie, OMG, what did we miss? Sarah, Maisie, what is that next to your name? It looks dodgy. XD face. Maisie, it's a shooting arrow. Nikita, something's shooting all right. LMAO. Maisie, oh, stuff the lot of you. What happened last night? Let me get some popcorn ready. Tegan, I think Nikita is the best person to fill you in on last night. Louise, OMG, what did we miss? Nikita, it's really not that big of a deal. Danielle, oh please, you were MIA for ages. Sarah, Nikita was off playing tonsil tennis for about half an hour. Louise, no way, you had your first kiss. Nikita, I guess so, lol. Maisie, OMG, who was the guy? Tegan, one of Nico's football mates. What even was his name? Nikita, his name was Danny, but I didn't get his number or his MSN or anything, so I doubt I'll see him again. Tegan, I can ask Nico for his number. Nikita, amazeballs, thanks, Teagues. Danielle, but how was it, Nix? How did it feel? We hardly saw him, but he was quite fit from what I could remember. Nikita, it was good, you know. He wasn't too sloppy or anything like that, but he was a bit full on. I felt like I had to come up for air a couple of times. Sarah, sounds like more of an attack than a romantic encounter. Nikita, oh, shut up, just because you didn't get any. Wink emoji. Sarah, I wasn't interested in any of those boys. Danielle and I are basically doing you two a favour, keeping them occupied for you. Maisie, oh yes, what happened with Nico, Teagues? Tegan, no kisses, but we danced together for ages. I saw him with Liberty and I got stressed, but don't think anything's going on with them, thank God. Danielle, defo not. He clearly only had eyes for you. You should have seen the way he was looking at you. Heart, heart, heart. Tegan, stop, I'm blushing. Nikita, it's true though. I'm surprised nothing happened, you know. He must have been shy. Next time for sure. He's defo going to ask you out soon. Louise, oh, it sounds like it was so fun. I need to come next time. Nikita, oh guys, guess who just signed in? Tegan, Buckaroo Bryce? Nikita, the one and only. I know I should be happy for her, because she's my friend, but I have to admit, I am starting to get a bit jealous of Nikita. I mean, as if a transatlantic love affair wasn't enough. She's also got a guy in Fleet to kiss her, and she doesn't even seem that bothered about either of them. Meanwhile, I'm bending over backwards just to get one boy to notice me. 20th of June, Shannon's bedroom floor, 8:23 a.m. God knows why I'm awake so early. Shannon's still snoozing away. Last night was fun, though. It was the Murphys' party last night. As per usual, we left the saddo adults downstairs to whatever they were doing and stayed in Shannon's room all night. She's so lucky. She has a TV and a computer in her room. So we watched the latest episode of 90210. LA is now top of my escaping Fleet list. I've decided I need to live somewhere with palm trees. And I told her all about our night at Snap. She was howling with laughter when I told her about the tissue coming loose. You've really never stuffed your bra before, she said, as if I'd never eaten toast. No, have you? Of course. We do it all the time, she said. Being born in August, Shannon is in year 9, just. It's quite useful to get insights from her about what to expect from the next year up. It's like looking into a very specific crystal ball geared towards teenage life in the Hampshire/Berkshire region. She then proceeded to show me the proper technique for stuffing one's bra, and I have to admit, she really has got it down to a T. The first thing is to wear a bra that's a size too small. I'm literally the smallest size anyway, so not sure how that's even possible. And then to make sure the tissue is folded neatly and sits only under the boob. As she says, we're lifting, not cupping. Once we got it down, we took some well-angled pictures on my digital camera. I can't wait to get home and put them on Bebo. After our little photo shoot, we played The Sims. She just got the new H&M expansion pack where you can woohoo in the changing rooms. And fell asleep around 2 a.m. Our mums came to check on us about midnight, but we've had the whole pretending to be asleep thing down to a fine art since we were about 8 years old. 4:49 p.m, the attic at Marlow Towers. Mum came and woke us up, well, woke Shannon up, at 9 o'clock, and we said our goodbyes. As soon as I got home, I uploaded our pictures from last night onto Bebo. Still no sign from Nico yet, but I guess he hasn't seen them. Mum and Dad must not have got too drunk last night, as Mum made a full roast dinner. She asked me about how my Eden comic was coming along, and I showed her what I have so far. It's made me want to do some more, though, so here we go. 7:23 p.m. Still nothing from Nico. How is he going to spend at least 45 minutes dancing with me and then not like my photos? It's absurd. 8:37 p.m. He drew on Scott's whiteboard, which means he has been on Bebo tonight, but has just willfully ignored my sexy photos. What is going on? Hercule Poirot would have a field day with this. Monday, 21st of June, 2:45 p.m. Finally, the last class of the day. Art. What a bloody doss. Miss Pine truly doesn't have a clue what's going on. It's a wonder she even manages to turn up. As Nikita would say, she doesn't know if it's Tuesday or Lewisham. In IT earlier, I went and spoke to Nico as I did promise Nikita that I'd get Danny's number off him. So, Snap was fun on Friday, I said. A perfect opening gambit, straight to the point. Yeah, it was alright, wasn't it? He replied. You guys went to Snap? That's so lame, Sean piped up. Sean can be such a pig sometimes. He has an older brother who always leads him astray, and therefore he thinks he's well-ar just because he's already drinking, aged 13. Don't get me wrong, he's a laugh, but he's certainly not an eligible bachelor. I don't know how, but he sort of looks like a shoe. I don't even know why Nico's friends with him. Oh, all right, where were you on Friday? Said Nico. At the pub with my brother. They don't ID you at the Crown, said Sean the Shoe. The boys then got into a debate about whether or not Sean the Shoe was lying about getting served. I rolled my eyes. Now was not the time. I was about to interrupt and cut straight to the chase when Nico turned to me. Of course, Tegan's lot know all about getting served. I beg your pardon. You managed to sneak drinks into Snap, didn't you? What are you talking about? Danielle told me in form this morning. She said you lot had some drinks at yours beforehand, and then you managed to smuggle WKDs in your handbags. I was gobsmacked. How on earth could he possibly believe that? We're 13, for God's sake. I've only ever had a Bucks Fizz at Christmas. Well, that's a barefaced lie, I'm afraid. How many people was she saying that to? All of us. Me, Scott, and some of the other guys in our form. Well, she's talking rubbish, I said. I didn't think you were the type. Crap, should I have gone along with the lie to seem cool? Or did he mean that as in, he's glad I wasn't drinking? Oh God, did I just throw away a perfect opportunity to look cool because I'm so stupidly honest? Miss P is heading this way. G2G.